AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A massive snowstorm's been pummeling the Northeast. Meteorologists say it's the strongest in a decade, and it's dumped more than 2 feet of snow in places. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani urging all non-emergency traffic, including scooters and e-bikes, to remain off the road.
We are plowing streets and doing everything we can to keep our roadways clear so that emergency vehicles can get through. Every vehicle that stays off the road makes that work that little bit easier.
Hundreds of thousands are dealing with power failures, and even as the snow moves northward and tapers off, the National Weather Service says it is tracking another storm. A day after the Mexican army killed the country's most powerful drug lord, security forces have kept up their battle with cartel gunmen. Authorities say more than 70 people died in the attempt to capture Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes and the aftermath. In Britain, another arrest connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Ed Donahue reports this time it was Peter Mandelson, a former UK ambassador to Washington.
Police did not mention Mandelson by name, but said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Mandelson was seen leaving his home with plainclothes officers. The investigation involves documents suggesting Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. He does not face any allegations of sexual misconduct. A Sky News reporter spoke to Mandelson in May.
My knowledge of him is something that I regret. I wish I'd never met him in the first place.
The arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested in Britain in a separate case on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Russia, the Interior Ministry says an unidentified assailant detonated an explosive device next to a patrol vehicle in Moscow, killing himself and a police officer, two other officers injured. Tuesday marks the 4th anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Opening statements in a Utah murder trial. Jennifer King has the story.
As arguments get underway at the trial for Corey Richens, accused in her husband's 2022 death, Summit County prosecutor Brad Bloodworth portrayed the Utah mother and child's book author as a money-hungry killer who slipped a lethal dose of fentanyl into Eric Richens' cocktail.
For his money and to get a fresh start at life.
Bloodworth told jurors the defendant was deeply in debt and planning a future with another man. Her defense attorney, Catherine Nestor.
You know what you're never going to hear? Is how that fentanyl got inside of him.
Richens faces nearly 36 counts, including aggravated murder, forgery, and fraud. Among the key witnesses expected to be called to the courthouse in Park City is the family's housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, who claims to have sold fentanyl to Corey Richens on multiple occasions. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.